just got this email, Romy. I'm reading it. Looks like it's from Cambodia, and they want me to send $2,000, and I'll get $100,000 back. I wonder what King Colburn thinks about that deal.
That is one of the best deals you can possibly get.
High return on investment.
That's an amazing return on investment. I'd take that all day long if only it were true. You know what? The bigger scams you're going to see this time of year are shipping scams.
Yes.
You expect to see things that look like they're from UPS or FedEx saying, hey, here's the thing that you ordered. We're going to charge your card $350, you know, confirm the order. And it comes as an attachment. And if you open that attachment, you got it taken.
It looks like a tracking email about the package you've already may or may not have ordered, or, well, I don't know if Jennifer ordered that or not. I'll click on it, you know, and then you're done. You're cooked.
Yeah, always get the tracking number from the place that you made the purchase. Usually they'll give that to you right on the receipt that shows up on their website. Only get it from there. Don't ever accept or assume that anything that comes in an email is what they is the actual tracking number. It's just not a safe thing. And by the way, all the tips and things, I create a 1-minute tech tip and a newspaper column every week. So if folks like my tips, they can subscribe to our newsletter and get it right in their inbox.
And find that where?
Just datadoctors.com/help.
Now, a general question that came in on the text, and I thought it was an interesting one, not really on the security side, but this homeowner also received one of these new credit cards with the chip and the strip. We said, I have not yet found a merchant that is taking the
dipper.
Everything still has the stripper.
Yeah, no, it's the chicken and the egg right now. But I mean, large organizations like, remember Home Depot got hit pretty hard.
Yes,
Target got hit pretty hard.
Yes.
Walmart. So these big, big mass merchants have pretty much gone to that. What will end up happening, because your cards are going to have both a stripe and a chip for some time. It's going to be years before all the merchants convert. So when you swipe a card that has a chip and the reader is capable of reading the chip, it should alert you and say, please insert the card. It won't allow you to swipe it if they have a chip reader. So, you know, there's really nothing for you to do. You always want to defer the dipping instead of swiping. But usually the equipment that's ready for it will let you know when you swipe.
The age of technology. To me, the age of technology is like sand in my underwear. It's a little chafing.
That's a visual right there, isn't it?
Mr. Colburn, thanks for taking time out of your New York Christmas vacation with your family to help us with a little scam alert. Anything else blaring we're missing?
No, I mean, the other thing is social media. That's the new threat vector, if you will. People's social media accounts will be compromised this time of year. So you'll see these links saying, hey, I just found a great deal at this place. You know, check it out. And again, that's another way to drive people to scam websites. So with the internet, especially this time of year, everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Just be very, just take everything you see, whether it's email or social media, with a grain of salt, and just be very, very cautious, because the guys are really good out there. The cyber thieves are really good with these social engineering scams. And they're real easy. It's real easy to trick you.
Well, we appreciate it. Great advice.
That's about all the sand in my underwear I can stand. Holy cow. So I think Ken's advice is assume guilty until proven innocent. And I think that's going to be the MO. And it reverts back to shopping local, which you can do with the local link at popularlinks@rosieonnows.com. But I'm guilty. I mean, I buy a lot of books as gifts in the Christmas season. I've been on Amazon.com. I mean, I've ordered 14 copies of The Emerald Mild.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a
great... Was that a good one?
That is a great read, folks. If you like outdoor adventure and you like the Colorado River and you like the Grand Canyon, The Emerald Mild is just an absolutely fabulous read. All of my best friends are getting a copy this year.
Three guys that put in the middle of the night.
At Lee's Ferry, 1983 floods. There was more water running. The water level was rising in Lake Powell so high that it was threatening the security of the dam.
And they were river guides.
They opened every port they could.
And these three men were river guides, and their boat was called the Emerald.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see how fast they could get through the canyon, and they did it in like
The Park Service had already gone through and taken everybody off the river. Get off the river. Evacuate the river, you know. And they were just pouring the water down these giant ports. Every way they could release water, the Powell was filling up faster than they could empty it. Everything they could do, they opened up. So these guys pushed the boat in the middle of the river and said, let's go.
And if I remember right,
they made it.
They made it, yep. And they got arrested as soon as they got to the other side.
It's a great read.
We'll
the Emerald Mile.
Are any of them still alive? Could we get them on air for an interview?
Let's Google them. I will find out.
Thanks, Ken. DataDoctors.com for more cybersecurity and just electronic.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's Rosie on the House.com.